이집트하고 피디 사람이 못하는 사람 싫어해.
Amen.
Amen.
We're reading tonight.
교회가 마주하노.
From the 28th chapter of the book of Acts.
지금 내가 오셔가라고 복음을 한 마디 다투 chapter 28.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Acts 28.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
오늘 관련 게세게.
I want to take a thought.
기쁜 아이 가는 게 보는 거 아니요?
The healing medicine of taking courage. The healing medicine of taking courage.
Aukamba so kuzi na nima nkwala ochiri sa amene akuchita pamu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From time to time in our life,
nthawi sonse mumwe wathu,
as we go through the journey,
pamene tikudutsa ndi kuyenda njira,
many hardships befall us sometimes.
Nthawi zambiri mwina tidwala anthu tidwala,
and the many times we feel so alone. That's when God comforts us many times by sending the brother or sister to encourage your heart. So that's what happened to Paul here in Acts 28 chapter. I'm going to be reading verse 15. Paul's been on a journey from Jerusalem for about 2 years or
longer. He's been
in prison. He's been separated from other believers. So he becomes somewhat down in his spirit. His courage to go on would run low. Then the Lord fixed it on him. So I'm reading verse 15. And then since when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as the Philippon and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage.
Pakumva za ife anaza kukumana nafe kubwalo la Apio ndi kunyumba za lendo zitatu ndipo pamene Paulo anaona anayanika Mulungu nalimbika mtima.
Let's pray.
Yes, Bembele.
And dear Heavenly Father,
Atati athu akumwamba,
Lord, you've manifested yourself to us many times in many different
ways.
But your greatest manifestation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, you've joined us in Him and made us part of Him. And Lord, we stand here tonight to speak to your body. Part of that precious bride of
Christ.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will anoint us to say something that will benefit the people. And anoint the people to receive. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Now we find the word here that Paul thanked God and took courage.
Tukona kuti Paulo akuthokoza Mulungu komanso nalimbika mtima.
And what encouraged him so much was
chimene chinamulimbikisa kwambiri ndichi,
him feeling lonely and forsaken.
Pamene mwanenecha adaona kuti basi aleka komaso kuti ambiri amutaya.
But the other brethren heard that he was coming.
Pamene anamva kuti abale ena akubwera.
And they came from afar off to meet St. Paul and encourage him.
Anabwera kuchokera kudali nakumana ndi Paulo kubwera namulimbikisa.
And when Paul saw the brethren,
pamene Paul adaona abale aja,
he just thanked God and took courage.
Anathokoza Mulungu otero analimbikidwa mu mtima.
That medicine of healing came upon him.
Otero mangwala amachiritso anabwera pa iye.
Which is courage.
Amene otchedwa kulimbikisidwa mtima.
As we look through the Word of God,
pamene tiyangʼana kupera mawu a Mulungu,
we see many great men of God, women of God.
Timaonana akazi amuna a Mulungu.
As they were doing the work of the Lord,
pamene akugwira ntchito ya Mulungu,
many times they got discouraged.
Taizambiri mwina amakhala kuti apesedwa mphai.
Many times they began to feel down and out.
Amaoneka kuti pena pakeso sakuchita molimbika.
Many times they didn't know which way to turn.
Taizina maona kuti nanga pamenepa ndipite kuti ndipitse njira iti.
Many times they begin to feel lonely.
Ena akamoneka kuti ngati ali okha palibe walimbikitsa.
And like no one cares.
Oti palibe wina amene angati kuwalimbikitsa.
But God always encourages people in proper times.
Ndaizambiri Mulungu amabwera nalimbikitsa anthu ake.
Amen.
One other time Paul was feeling down.
Tainake Paulo kena kanaona kuti apandewa kuti apolepera.
He was somewhat discouraged.
Anapenzwa kuti apandezi ndikachita chili chose ndalepera.
But God comforted him by sending Timothy to him.
Koma Mulungu anata kumutondoza anatumizira Timoteyo kubwera kwa iye.
And encouraged his heart.
Nata kumulimbikisa mtima wake.
Now we are the body of Christ.
Ifeyo ndife thupi la Kristu tu.
And members in particular. And members of the body in particular.
Kotero tife magao atupio.
And we're part of one another.
Ife tife gao la wina nizake.
And God didn't set us here.
Mulungu sana tumepulo.
To live our life without the help of the other one.
Muti tikakhala umoyo tumoyo waweka otatanizwa nizake.
Hallelujah. The Word of God says the body edifies itself in love.
So
every joint supplies the other.
Hallelujah.
In supplying the other, it's encouraging one another.
Hallelujah.
And the bride of Jesus Christ wants to do that. Because when one suffered, all suffered with
it.
But when one rejoiced, all rejoiced with them. Hallelujah. So it's my concern to see that you're happy in the Lord. It's my concern to see that you're rejoicing in the Lord. Last night we read the scripture where Paul said,
Hallelujah.
He said, these things I write that your joy may be full.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God's here to give us courage. To encourage each other. Hallelujah. That's my prayer, Lord. Give me courage to encourage my brothers and sisters. I remember reading the story of King David. He was driven out of
the
land. He was fighting with the Philistines. And while he went out to fight the Philistines, they doubled back on him. And burnt the city. And took all the wives in captivity. And the soldier was about to, ready to turn against David. But David climbed up on the ashes of the burnt city.
David anakwera umapulusa ansi na mwenye maotewa.
And he encouraged himself in the Lord.
Na kukindi kitaeka maa mbuye.
And when he encouraged himself in the Lord,
he said, we're more than conquerors.
Let's go in the enemy camp and take that that God gave us. He talked to the soldier. He talked to the people. And he said, we're more than able. And he encouraged them. And when they got that courage,
there
came a healing medicine to them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of these days, and that began to happen. That the bride of Jesus Christ don't realize we've got to have one another.
We are part of
one another.
Hallelujah.
Our dear pastor here is a mighty man. He seems to be very strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. But from time to time, he needs somebody to hold up his hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul had been out for 2 years. He stayed in prison at Caesarea. He was in the shipwreck. And he hadn't had any fellowship with the brethren. And he was much discouraged. He no doubt got feeling like no one cared for him. And the reason I say that is he thanked God when he saw the brethren did care. Paul wrote to the church. He said certain things to
them.
He said, these things I say that my love might appear to all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ loves his bride. And that love's got to be manifested through us.
Amen.
He has a great medicine for us tonight. Amen. It's taking courage. We're more than able. Hallelujah. God is visiting Africa. Hallelujah. We need to take advantage of it. We need to take courage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up the people's hand to hang down. Strengthen the people's knees. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Amen. We're starting on the journey and we're not going to lose any. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If two or three in a church is discouraged, sometimes it'll begin to spread to others.
Sometimes
it'll begin to spread to others.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. He took courage. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Enter His body in the earth, and He wants us to be very courageous.
Amen.
And the book of Joshua, when they were about to cross over Jordan, God told Joshua to encourage the people. And he said, see that thou be very courageous. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got some men up here. We want the healing power, the healing virtue, the healing message of courage come right in their heart, and we're going to take this land from God. We're not going to be happy when the church is beat down. We're not going to be happy as long as the church is beat down.
We're not going to be happy as long as the church is discouraged.
Amen, because there's some bombing jail. Amen. Jesus said, my joy I leave with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's a job for us to do in this house. And that job, one of the main things, is be a light for Jesus. Amen. He said, you're the children of light, and the city set on the hill cannot be hid. He gave us the greatest message inside of heaven. He took out the nomination, brought it to the Word. Hallelujah. He gave us courage to go forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can't go forward unless all go forward together. The Bible says the watchman on the wall will see eye to eye. Yes. The ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says they lift up the voice together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's one voice that needs lifting up. It's a voice of Christ in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives us that courage to go forward. And along with that courage comes the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
When we got the joy and the peace of God reigning in our heart, there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God is moving in such a way, bringing us together. It's God's job to bring His body together. The fivefold ministry brings the church together. And the
fivefold
ministry in the church till we all come in the unity of the Spirit. Here we reach the stage of the perfect man, Jesus Christ. And then God's ministry began to speak the truth in love. Because we don't need to do it any other way. He gave us a message. He gave us a love. He gave us a commission. Hallelujah. We're going to fulfill it to the letter. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to take courage.
Amen.
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 We're going to do like David. Thank God and take courage. We're
going to
do like Paul, thank God and take courage.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, because that enemy of ours is called discouragement. And in the human realm, we all meet it time to time.
Mwanga ife mutupi nda zote simashika zote.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times many things befall us.
Dai zambili zitu zinazima bwera.
And many things befall us, we get our mind on that instead of Jesus.
Kaya zote zishitike kuma mwanga na mungu ngutenda kupita kwa
zote.
Hallelujah.
We begin to feel lonely and forsaken.
Dai zinazima one kaka nishitoka kumaso onyanya nikwa.
The Bible says concern Jesus, the captain of our salvation.
In Isaiah chapter 53,
he said he was a man of sorrow acquainted with grief.
Hallelujah,
he kept on keeping on. And
there
was one time in the garden, I'm just seeing it. When he was facing death, though, from the human standpoint, he knelt down to get the
prayer.
He began to say, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And he prayed that way about three different times. Amen, but he found that victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, not my will, but thine be done. He said, for this purpose came I into the world. And the word says, God sent his angel and strengthened him.
Yeah,
God is visiting Africa
to give us the courage to fulfill that the God ordained. Hallelujah. Let us know that all things are possible in that belief.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. I was raised up in a village. Very poor. We had dirt floors. We didn't have water you could turn on with a spigot. We didn't have plumbing. And I was totally uneducated. One day I was praying then. God said, I want you to go preach the word.
But
I said, God, I can't preach because I can't even read. He said, I'll teach you to read.
Hallelujah.
Now I can read anything in the book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible said we press for the prize of the mark of the high calling of God.
We don't look at what we can't do.
We look at what God can do.
Amen.
Full of water.
And
God told Moses, cut a stick and throw in the water and become sweet.
God said, a cloud by day that rained them. God told Moses, cut a stick and throw in the water and become sweet.
God said, a cloud by day that rained them.
Mulungu akakala ndi mtambo kuti watsogole masana.
He said a pillar of fire by night.
Komanza adakutumiza ng'anjo ya moto usiku ni watsogolera.
Hallelujah, he fulfilled all his words and brought them to the homeland.
Yowa Mulungu anakwanisa mawu ake natenga kupita kutsiku
kwa
uno. Hallelujah.
Be very courageous, he said.
Mukale uli mbikitsiwa bale.
Amen, there's plenty of this medicine.
Mukakale mankwala mpena.
But the secret to it is,
koma chitsitsi chakita ichi,
we many times got the medicine for each other.
Dadapitsima pasana mankwala uli
anisa. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
This is Dr. Dan
here. Yeah, but it's Dr. Dan, man.
Hallelujah, he's got plenty of all of them.
Yeah, ali mankwala kupatsene.
He's got plenty of courage.
Yeah,
when he see one of the chief discouraged, he
reaches
in the medicine chest. Amen, and get some of that balm of
Gilead.
Get some of that medicine of courage. Give you a good dose to that medicine of courage. Then you'll say, I believe I can make it at
you.
He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown.
Hallelujah.
It was before the foundation of the world that he ordained that we should be holy without blame before him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He made us part of one another then.
Amen.
Amen. He not only gave us the baptism of the Holy
Ghost,
which is our individual leader.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But he baptized us into the body and made us one.
And
he took our carnal mind away and gave us the mind of Christ.
And
the word said, let this mind be in you which were also in Christ.
With God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, and you couldn't have anything better.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, God is moving to this hour. And he's moving through his people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some might say, what could I do, Brother Howard, in the perfecting of the saints? There may be a brother or sister discouraged. One thing about everybody don't run out of courage at the same time. When one's discouraged, another just had a good experience with the Lord. We might come to a brother, or a brother might come to me, some brother, how are things just not going good for
him?
He said, I've been beaten around and kicked around, and I tell you, I'm just damned today.
Time
we get our shoulder to shoulder.
Hallelujah.
We say, you
fought
this battle
long.
Hallelujah.
Brother.
Amen. What can I do for you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come over to my house, we'd like to fix up for you. We're one in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a prayer service together.
Hallelujah.
Gideon, he wants to give you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
That's some good
bomb
of Gideon.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was healing.
Vungutiu, okiriani, betiritiu.
The children of Israel got looking a different direction for their need.
Their
healing.
Utakapete batiritiu.
And the prophet says, is there no balm in
Gilead? Yeah,
balm is a healing. That's your faith.
Amen.
Brother Dan got some balm for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, when I get down now. You say, preacher, you mean preacher to get down and out? Absolutely. God fixed it that way so we know we need each other and we can't make it without
him. Hallelujah.
He did not make us an island by ourselves. This man here can't pastor without your help. Brother Peter can't pastor without the help of his congregation and the other ministers.
Hallelujah.
I preached in churches where they just sat down and looked. Hallelujah, that's a hard sermon to
preach.
It's your job to give some feedback.
And
you're sure leaders that we take this gospel
in.
Come on now, let's go.
Hallelujah.
You're very important. Amen. You're the feminine part of the body of Christ. The Bible mentions the masculine part of the body of Christ.
So no, to me, you stand on the galaxy,
Amen. Sometimes men don't do very well
at.
Amen. And my wife, she'll see that I got my clothes stick and clean.
Amen.
I don't get a whole lot of thought. But that's her because she wants to do it. Hallelujah. And I can't make it without her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And pastor can't make it without you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I read the story of David. How a little wolf got one in little lamb. A bear got one of the sheep. They might look like he got that sheep killed. But David wasn't willing to give him anything. There's a book of Amos. The third chapter. It says, as the shepherd goes after the sheep that the lion has gotten. The lion has gotten the sheep. But all the shepherd finds is two feet and a piece of ear. Hallelujah. Too late and a piece of ear. Sometimes we feel that way, don't we? Amen. The lion has got a hold of us in the
mouth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the word says that shepherd take that too late now if he's there.
So he did
what he did. We'll bring them, restore
them.
And sometimes the church feel like the lion been a hold
of you. When
you get through a
bad trial,
seem like the only thing left is 2 feet and a piece of
air. Now that's
enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that right? Praise God.
Amen.
He'll take that and restore. Glory to God, because he's a restoring God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One time Jesus had the people out teaching. And it was getting late in the day. They were out in the wilderness. And the disciples came and said, Lord, send these folks away.
So
they'll be painting out here with no food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, you feed
them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. My brother couldn't buy a thing, you feed
them. Yeah.
But God always got an answer.
Yeah.
There's a little fellow there with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Yeah,
so they came to Jesus and said, there's no food yet except one man here has it. 5 loaves and 2 feet. Jesus said, it's enough.
Amen.
Amen.
He
said, make them sit down
in
lots of feet. And Jesus gave thanks. Began to break that bread and fish.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he gave to the disciples. He gave to the ministry. That's what we are, the
ministry.
Because we begin to get out. Amen. I would like to have been one of those first round eaters, wouldn't you?
Amen.
See, when they ate the fish and loaves, the first serving was nice fish and nice loaves. But as they ate over it, a lot of the fragments fell to the ground. And the little children handled it with a dirty hand. It fell to the ground. Jesus said, take it up, there's to be nothing lost. Get up these fragments.
Hallelujah,
you are special people. You're a first round eater.
Amen.
He said, all that the Father give me, day will come. Jesus just walked up and said to the sea, peace be still.
Amen.
Amen. One other time they were sailing across the sea.
Amen.
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 And as they were sailing across the sea, they saw a strange thing.
Peter
looked at me, it looked like a man walking on water. And they said, it's a spirit. They
began
to say all kinds of things. But Peter said, Lord, if you bid that I should come out.
Amen.
He stepped out and walked on the water. Amen. His faith wasn't as strong as he thought it was, probably. But the point is, he'll never let you drown. When Peter started looking around at the boisterous waves, his faith began to waver.
Yes.
Here comes Jesus, reaching God. Jesus didn't let him drown. Now many times we're walking on boisterous waves. And seem like our faith go away. Amen. But our Master will not lose a one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These men of God sitting up here, God has ordained them to lead that church through by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And he sent me to tell you to be of good courage. We're more than able.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're more than conquerors. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall light, death, angel, power, principality? He said, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A little courage will get the job done. A little courage will get the job done.
Amen.
Amen. I think about the time when old
Goliath,
a big giant there. He was cursing Israel. He was cursing the armies of Israel. He said, send me a man out here to fight. If you kill me, we'll be your servant. But if I kill you, then you got to serve us. He began to make fun of their God. What's wrong with your God? Where's your God? Here comes a little ruddy fellow up there. He said, I'll fight that giant.
Goliath.
But Saul said, you can't do that, sonny. But that man's been a warrior from his youth up. You've never seen an army before like
that.
Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I know what my God can do. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I want to go fight that giant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants some people that's ready to walk out and fight the giant so we can slay him.
Hallelujah.
Saul said, if you're determined to go, David,
said,
put my armor on.
Yeah, utengeso vala zanga zovale.
Take my sword.
Ukatengeso lupanga langa.
Made it put his arm on.
Oh,
arm on. And he got in that thing, he just didn't fit. He just didn't fit in that armor of Saul. He couldn't move around without honor. He couldn't trust God with that honor on. He said, I'll go out and slay that giant. I don't need your armor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saul was reluctant to let him go out and get killed. Saul didn't want to get David killed. He said, you can't do that. David said, a bear, I got one of my little sheep and I slew
him.
A lion got one of my, just pulled him in two. Said, the God that delivered that lion and bear in my hand will deliver this giant. He got five smooth stones.
Hallelujah.
That's a five-fold ministry.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And they were smooth. What made them smooth was over the years of water and the other rocks running over.
Grinding
all the rough sides off those stones. Sometimes God let us ministers go a long time grinding the rough spots.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, prophet,
evangelist,
pastor, and teacher. They defeated that whole Philistine army. Because one person had courage. They took courage and defeated the enemy. We can take courage tonight and defeat the enemy. Jesus Christ is building church. And it's not made out of brick and mortar.
And
it's made out of humble hearts of his children.
Amen.
Amen. And it can be under
an oak
tree. It can be under a tree. Where 200 get together in my name that I will sometimes we get so busy building our programs. We forget who's the master of the
sea.
We forget who's the master of the sea. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, forever.
Amen.
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 That was a time in Israel when every year the Philistines would come and gather their crop and take them away. And Israel would have to starve through the long winter months. Israel wouldn't have anything hardly to eat through the long winter months. Hallelujah. The Philistines had come and took their food away. Hallelujah. Because
there's
too late in the
workplace when
God Israel food. But the sixth chapter of the book of Judges,
chapter 16, chapter
tells about a man named Shamgar. Amen. Shamgar said, I'm not going to let him take my food anymore. This is food to feed my family through the winter months. All the other soldiers had run and left. They hid away. But Shamgar, he didn't have much to fight with.
Because
they locked up all the coppersmiths. And anyone could make an implement of war was locked up. Or killed. Okay. The Philistine killed anyone that could make an implement of war. But Shamgar, he did have an ox gore in his hand.
Yeah, by the way, not even
ox gore is a stick about 6 foot long. They use it to guide the oxen left to right. The guide the
oxen.
So one day Shamgar saw them soldiers coming. To take away their food. There were 600 of the best of the Philistines. Well on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But here Shamgar got a little stick and stuck out and stood in the road. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, you're not going to get my food this year.
So
I'm
going
to feed my family with this food.
Hallelujah.
There was swinging that stick. The soldiers said, that must be somebody escaped from the mental institute. that must be a crazy guy that escaped from the mental institute. Because he's not running like the rest of them. Hallelujah.
He's standing
there with a stick in his hand. And one soldier said to another, Said he has got an ugly looking stick in his hand. Said we might ought to just kill him before he hit one of us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But they didn't know who they were dealing with. Amen. God was sending deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God come upon Shamgar.
God.
He began to swing that stick. The Spirit of God got on him so. Amen. Now when he got through swinging that stick, he killed 600 Philistines.
Hallelujah.
I can't imagine the thought of that last dying soldier. He must have been thinking something like this. We were 600 of the Philistines' best. And here one crazy farm boy has killed a better one. And when that took place, the rest of the children of Israel took care of it.
And
the Philistines farm out of the land. I'm telling you, it's time to take courage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When Paul thanked God and took courage, he began to receive everyone that came his way. His Acts 28 chapter. He took courage and began to stand against the high priest and all. He began to tell about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the church rolled on.
Well,
I'm here to tell you, God's got some healing medicine. And it's courage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If this whole church take courage in the ministry up here, you'll see a move of God in this area. It began to get dark on him. And he knew that the sun went down and darkness fell, they might lose the battle. You don't want darkness fall on you, that's why we walk in the light. So Joshua said, "Son, stand still." We can take the spiritual in from God. We can have a ministry just like the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for that medicine of the healing balm. Which is courage.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Love for one another. Hallelujah. We're all baptized into the body and part of one another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if one in the midst has problems, if misfortune fall one, and the person down and out, it's the rest of our job to go and encourage.
Then the pastor said, "Take the camera with you,
we have
enough."
We don't have to be prompted too much to do that because we love our brother and sister.
To put us up with the
and we don't want to see one of them discouraged. We want to see each one shouting the victory. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Here's a church here. Glory to God that's able to do more than you can imagine. Hallelujah. You love one another and serve one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't do anything for Christ unless we do something one for the other. Amen. He made us part of one another. And there's a reason for it. Amen. And he put that love of God in our heart one for another. And when we love one another, we never want to see one discouraged. I went long distance to encourage a brother in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Or someone that fallen on hard times. Amen. Go see how I can help. And say, brother, look up. We're more than conquerors. Brother, we love you. We don't just love in word, we do it love in deed and action.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We get our bottle of the healing bone. Which is courage. And we'll smear that healing bone.
Amen.
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 I tell you, God's moving.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And he's got not
going to
lose the one of you. Amen. He's got victory for each one of us. He
wants
each one square here tonight knowing beyond a shadow of doubt that we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know we can make a lot of excuses. Hallelujah, but you're looking at a man now that was raised very, very poor. And they weren't always food in the house. Amen, but we didn't stop. Hallelujah. Amen, there's no stopping in me. I can't stop. I hear a voice say, press on, press on, press on.
Amen.
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 Amen. One more little thing I want to
relate
here.
Amen.
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 God raised up a man named
Moses.
In Moses' young day, he tried to live the children of Israel with his own
power.
He tried to do it with his own hand. He killed an Egyptian. And they were about to slay him. He had to leave the land and live out there in the desert for 40 years. Hallelujah. One day he met the pillar of fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angels of God intensely round about them that fear God. Hallelujah. We've got angels up here on this platform.
Yes.
There's angels all around you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because the Word says it.
Amen.
The Word says it. You don't have to see it with your natural eyes. Even though time God does let us see it with our natural eyes. Oh, he did.
When
they were out on that storm in the sea, Paul said, this night an angel of the Lord stood by me.
And he said,
this ship's going to be lost.
But everyone
stay aboard to be saved.
And brother,
have your head, don't fall.
Amen.
Let's stay the course, let's stay on board.
Amen.
This old ship of Zion
is going
to sail everywhere.
Amen.
We're not out on the sea of time drifting.
As
drifting in the ship on the sea. Amen.
Amen.
But we got a captain that knows the way.
Amen.
Amen. He's got some ministers today that's on fire for God. I'm telling you, Africa, God's giving you a visitation. The power of God and the courage of God is the answer for Africa. It's the answer for the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God spoke to Moses and told him, I want you to deliver my children.
He
said, go down to Egypt and bring my people out. So here went Moses on his little horse. On his little donkey. His wife and kids sitting on
him.
And someone said, Moses, where are you going? He said, I'm going to take over Egypt. They said, where's your army? He said, I don't know what God can do with an army. But I know what he can do with this stick.
The
little boy had five fish and two loaves. It was enough to get the job done. I believe we got enough to get the job done and more.
Amen.
Oh, when he saw the saints really cared for him. Can you imagine 2 years out there in prison? Can you imagine 2 years in the prison of Caesarea? Can you imagine Paul out on that ship hadn't seen the sun in 14 days?
But
they were all expecting the ship to go under. Paul hadn't had any good fellowship in about 2 years. And he got discouraged. He thought nobody cared about
it.
Sometimes the devil gets you thinking nobody cares.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. But the people heard he was coming. They came a long distance to meet Paul. And when Paul saw that, he thanked God and took courage.
Amen.
And there's somebody that cared after all.
Amen.
The bride cared.
Jesus
Christ cared.
Yes, we go Samaria.
He cared for you. Can someone say that? He cared for you. Through sunshine and shadow, he cared for you. You believe that?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Let the Holy Ghost put that balm again on your heart, which is courage. Come back to service tomorrow morning. Saying, I've prayed since I've been here before. I've took courage. I believe I'm coming to a service where all things are possible with
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you tonight. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. When you came in here, you came to a heavenly host of angels. Came to the church of the firstborn. You came to Jesus. Hallelujah. You came to the spirits that just been made perfect. You came to spiritual Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.